Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
You want to know what food has the highest calcium? Cheese, and specifically Parmesan cheese. Now, there's other types of cheeses that are high in calcium, but Parmesan cheese has the most calcium of any food, which is interesting. You can also get calcium from leafy greens, nuts, seeds, things like that, but cheese will give you the most calcium. Now, if you have a prostate problem or you have high estrogen levels or a fibroid, if you're female, you want to get your calcium from other sources, not cheese, because too much cheese can actually swell up the prostate and cause difficulty urinating, as well as getting up too frequently through the night. So I'm not suggesting that you just start consuming cheese, but you know, a little bit of cheese would give you a good amount of calcium, especially Parmesan cheese. Now that's all interesting, but what is calcium good for? Most people talk about bone health, which is true, and preventing muscle cramps, which is absolutely true, because you need calcium as the part of the contraction mechanism in your muscles, as well as magnesium for relaxation, but mainly calcium as the contraction part of a muscle cycle. But also blood clotting, you need calcium from blood clotting, but it has another very, very important purpose that I want to bring up, which has to do with supporting your cellular membranes, okay? And specifically cell signaling. And another interesting point is in a plant, calcium has everything to do with supporting the membranes of a plant cell. So without calcium, you get all sorts of holes in the membrane and it makes things fragile and it creates all sorts of additional issues. But with our body, it really makes that cellular membrane very, very strong, and it regulates the resealing mechanism, the repair mechanism of that cell membrane, which is a bilayer or double layer of fat. So whether there's mechanical damage from exercise or trauma to the cell membranes, or chemical damage, okay, from pesticides, whatever, or alcohol, or infection, virus, bacterial, fungus, or a lack of oxygen from a blood clot or a heart attack, or just free radical damage in general, which leaves the membrane with little holes in it or damage, calcium comes in there and helps to regulate this process to help reseal it. And so this is one of the big problems with calcium if you have chronic damage to your cell membranes, as in chronic inflammation. You get calcium buildup in the tissues, in the joints, and inside the arteries, and the brain, on the eyes. So calcium is part of the healing process or and repair process. And so anytime you see calcium deposits anywhere in the body, realize it has to do with chronic inflammation and an overstimulation of this healing mechanism that occurs. And so then people start taking vitamin K2 to remove the calcium and they start to avoid calcium. What they really need to do is address the inflammation. And to do that, you need to address a lot of things. You have to take a holistic approach. But anyway, I wanted to emphasize the great importance calcium has in our body and the big function that a lot of people don't know about, maintaining cell membrane repair and health.
Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself. And so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.